Hi, friends. Donald Trump will be sworn in as the 47th U.S. president later this month. Should you change your investment strategy in any way because of this? Let's look at how the market has performed during previous presidential terms and then discuss our plan for the next 4 years. Let's look at this current year first. This chart from First Trust shows the return of the S&P 500 the first year of a new president going back to 1928. When a Republican has been elected, their first year has had an average return of 15.3%. The only negative example in the last 100 years was George W. Bush's first year as president when the market fell just 9.1%. Changing your investment strategy because of politics has not worked out well. This great chart from Investopedia shows that the S&P 500 has been positive 83% of presidential terms going back to President Eisenhower. The average return during each term has been 40.6%, and the median return has been 46.2%. We all remember hearing about people exiting the stock market when Trump won his first term in 2016, and then again when Biden won in 2020. They missed out on a 69% plus return under President Trump, and then more than a 48% return under President Biden. This chart from Capital Group shows the longer term bottom line. The market has gone up regardless of who was in the White House. As you can see, $1,000 has grown to more than $24 million from 1933 until 2023. The key has been to have an investment strategy you feel confident in and then sticking with it for the long term, no matter the current political situation. At Priscillium, we will not let politics affect our investment policy. Instead, we remain ready to take advantage of the inevitable temporary market declines that come during every presidential term, because we remain optimistic that the market will continue to move up like it always has in the past. Thank you, and I look forward to talking with you next Friday.